Welcome to the DMV line. I'm Mike Getzman. Today, Patrick Fernand, DMV Operations Director, joins us to talk about graduated driver licensing, also known by many as GDL. Now, thanks for being with us today, Patrick. I thought we could start the day by first defining what graduated driver licensing is and who's affected by it.
Good question. Let me just give a little background information, and then I can get into some more specifics. Graduated driver's license, or GDL is what most people call it, is a process of getting new young drivers into safer beginnings for their driving careers.
I've got a few key words here, like new young drivers. Does GDL affect new older drivers?
No, it doesn't. Right now, GDL only applies to people between 15 and a half and 18 years of age.
And why just this age group?
Well, there's a lot of good reasons, but in a nutshell, research and statistics consistently show that younger new drivers are more likely to be in crashes, more likely to have fatal crashes, especially, than any other age group. So GDL was passed to save lives.
Does it really save lives?
Yeah, it does. Since the law went into effect, we can see GDL works. For 16-year-olds, in the first 3 years after we passed the law, we saw that they were 15% less likely to get into a traffic crash, 18% less likely to be in a fatal crash, and 20% less likely to be in an injury crash that didn't involve a fatality. And overall, taking out injuries and fatalities, they're 12% less likely to be in property damage crashes.
That's a pretty impressive set of statistics, especially to see them happen so soon.
Well, it's fantastic news. You can't argue with those numbers.
So how does it work? How is it saving lives and reducing crashes?
Well, GDL allows new drivers, like I said, between 15 and a half and 18, to gain knowledge and driving experience while under the supervision of an experienced mentor. They progress gradually through these steps in graduated steps, hence GDL.
So what I'm hearing is that you are easing into driving over time.
Yeah, exactly. With more practice behind the wheel and more supervision, a new young driver will be a safer new young driver.
Okay, so when does someone start GDL?
Well, if you meet all the eligibility requirements, including being enrolled in a driver ed program and having a sponsor, teens can get an instructional permit. We call that the temp sometimes. And they can get that when they turn 15 and a half. And this permit, your temp license, allows you to practice driving with the supervision of an adult who has appropriate qualifications, like a parent or an instructor.
How long does someone hold an instruction permit, and how does that work?
Well, under GDL, somebody under 18 who obtains an instruction permit has to have that for 6 months before applying for their probationary license. They can't have any violations in the 6 months before applying for the probationary license, and they have to get 30 hours of behind-the-wheel driving, including 10 at night.
So a young driver must practice at least 30 hours with the instruction permit, 10 of those hours at night, have an instruction permit for at least 6 months without committing any traffic violations in that time before applying for a probationary license. Are there any restrictions with an instruction permit? I've heard that there is a limit to the number of people you can have in a car.
Yeah, one of the really critical things for young drivers to operate safely is you have to limit the number of distractions. So with an instruction permit, somebody under the age of 18 can only drive with a person who has had at least 2 years of driving experience and has a regular valid driver's license, not probationary, not occupational, and the person sits in the front passenger seat. So this person must be also either a qualified instructor, 19 or over, and you can have up to three other people in the vehicle if it's got dual controls, so that's if you're in a class with other students. It could be a parent, legal guardian, or spouse who's 19 years or older. And then if you're an immediate family member, you can let them ride in the back seat, or a person 21 or older. And this person must be designated in writing by your parent or legal guardian to accompany the teenage driver. I should also mention that if the driver is at least 16 years of age, in addition to the licensed accompanying driver, one other licensed person 25 years of age or more with at least 2 years of driving experience can occupy a seat other than the front seat.
So the instruction permit is the first step. What happens after that?
Well, the next step's the probationary license. So drivers under 18 can apply for their probationary license by presenting proof that they completed a driver's ed course. They have their parent or sponsor sign and certify that they did the 30 hours of driving, including 10 at night. They pass the vision and driving skills test, and they pay the fees.
So this is not a regular driver's license then?
No, it's the next step towards getting a regular driver's license.
Are there restrictions with the probationary license?
Yeah, drivers under 18 have some restrictions during the first 9 months after obtaining a probationary license.
And what would those restrictions be?
Well, it depends on the time of day or night, but the restrictions apply to the number and type of passengers that a teen driver can have. So between 5 a.m. and midnight, a teen can drive alone. Only one friend may be in the vehicle. Any number of immediate family members can also ride with the driver. And in addition to this, a qualified instructor or someone over 21 with a valid regular license and 2 years of driving experience may also ride along. Between midnight and 5 a.m., a teen may not drive alone unless it's between home and school or home and work. If going anywhere else, you have to have one of the following types of people seated in the front passenger seat: either your parent or legal guardian, or a person with a valid regular license, 2 years of driving experience, and they're a qualified instructor or spouse, 19 or older, or they're 21 years of age or older, and only one person is allowed. And the restrictions, they'll be extended 6 months for each occurrence if somebody gets convicted of a moving violation or violates any of the restrictions, or their license is suspended or revoked for any reason at all. The time during the suspension or revocation does not count towards the 9 months of restrictions.
Well, thanks for a lot of useful information, Patrick.
You bet. Thank you.
This audio cast was produced by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Getzman.